Well, hello guys, this is your host who's back and sharing his thoughts on a movie that he watched on Netflix right now. Though the movie deserves to be watched in theaters, but I've missed the chance. So the title name is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and it is the sequel to the movie that released earlier, 2 years before, like it, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. What is happening in this movie? Let me just start with this storyline. So Gwen Stacy is going to have her own storyline shown on the screen, like she is being getting framed of being the villain in her story, like she is the killer of Spider-Man in her on her earth, and there are different kind of earth, and different kind of earth has different kind of Spider-Man to protect the city. So there is a main Spider-Man, Mikael, who has the wasp to travel to different earth dimensions, so he can help out the different versions of Spider-Man who has been created because of a major event that happened in their life. Like there has to be a major event that creates the Spider-Man, not because of some negligence of or some incident that causes the Spider-Man to be created. So Miguel has this idea, like Spider-Man has to be created because of some emotional major event that happens in somebody's life. So, but Miles Morales' story has different thing, like he was bitten by Spider-Man, so the spider was supposed to be on Earth 42, where Miles Morales has become prowler, because the spider who was supposed to bite Spider-Man in Earth 42 has bitten Miles Morales from another earth. So how that happened? There was a scientist who was creating some some tools to have a portal thing happening, like time travel thing happening. So Spider-Man Miles Morales kind of stopped that process, and it happened that there was a blast and the scientist was caught into the blast, and he caught the power of a super villain. Like he has some spots on his body, and he was unrecognized by his own family, his own friend. He was getting neglected by the society, so he was in the idea to take revenge on Spider-Man. So he was trying to do the time travel so that he can do the get the power from different dimensions of Earth, like he was traveling to different Earths and acquiring all the powerful chemicals inside him and trying to become a stronger version of himself so that he can stop Spider-Man. But Miles Morales, when he got in the fight with Spot, he was kind of touched, and he was like touched by Spot, like he got into the connection of minds. So he can see what Spot is thinking right now. So he sees the connection, and he sees his father, Jeff, the inspector, when he becomes the captain, is going to get killed by Spot. And Miles Morales is going to stop Spot from killing his father. But Miguel has different ideas. Miguel has given the responsibility to Gwen to track down the Spot character, the villain in Spider-Man Miles Morales' story. But Gwen says she has been also asked to keep herself away from Miles Morales, not get in touch with Miles Morales, because that is not going to happen, because Miles Morales is not the real Spider-Man, as for Miguel. But Gwen Stacy go out of the line and gets in touch with Miles Morales, and they have a moment, and somehow later in the story Miles Morales get to know that Gwen Stacy wasn't there for him. She was there to track down Spot, and because of that there happens to be a disconnection between Miles Morales and Gwen Stacy. So Miles Morales has to get back to his Earth because he has mistakenly traveled to Spider-Verse, where he saw every single character of Spider-Man from different Earth. And Miguel happens to be the leader of that Spider-Verse, like Spider-Verse happens to be the universe of Spider-Man's around the Earth. So they are being led by Miguel, and Miguel wants to stop Miles Morales to stop the spot from killing Jeff. So Jeff happens to be getting promoted right now, and Miles Morales has to get back to his father. So he is trying to escape the Spider-Verse, but all the Spider-Men are against him and going to stop him. But Miles Morales overpowers all of them and reaches back to the dimension. But this time he has unfortunately traveled to different dimensions where the spider who was created, like there was a spider which was created scientifically to have the supernatural powers, but it unfortunately traveled to different dimensions because of the blast that happened of that scientist, and the spider traveled to different dimensions and bitten our character Miles Morales, and he became the accidental Spider-Man as per Miguel. So he wasn't supposed to be the Spider-Man as per Miguel. And next thing we see, Gwen Stacy is getting back to her dimension, seeing her father living a neglecting life of losing his daughter to not believing in her story. Like Gwen Stacy was always telling him that she hasn't killed, like Gwen Stacy, Spider-Girl hasn't killed Spider-Man. She might be having some reasons to run away like a coward, but policeman, her father, was in a idea that Gwen Stacy was the killer of Spider-Man in her earth. But they have an emotional scene there and they get back together, and her father agrees with all the powers that Gwen Stacy has and gives her the rights to travel back to the place where Miles Morales needs her help to stop this spot. But Miles Morales is in another dimension, so Gwen Stacy is acquiring all the team members, all the Spider-Man that has been in touch with Miles Morales, so that she can find Miles Morales. But Miles Morales is being caught by Prowler. The Prowler happens to be the spot in Earth 42 where the spider was supposed to bite Miles Morales, but the Miles Morales from Earth 42 turned into Prowler. The Prowler character was killed in the first part, like Into the Spider-Verse. Prowler was killed, but Miles Morales become Prowler, and Miles Morales from another Earth, who is Spider-Man, gets caught by Prowler. So Prowler is trying to kill Spider-Man, and Gwen Stacy is trying to find Spider-Man. So Miles Morales has different idea of stopping the spot, but before that he has to get out of the hands of Prowler, and he has to let him know that the father of them, Jeff, is alive in different universe. So he has to be there to stop the spot. That's it for the movie line. Other than that, let me get back to the the review part. The movie is written well, and if you have watched the first movie, then you might get the idea what I'm talking about, the spider biting Miles Morales, who wasn't supposed to be bitten, and how the collision or the blast happened, which created the spot character. Other than that, Gwen Stacy's storyline is well written, like giving her the idea of becoming a villain in her own father's eyes, of killing the Spider-Man. And other than that, there is emotional scene between Miles Morales and his family, like where his family is believing that their son is going to be a perfect son and is going to be a educated one and is going to receive all the educational things that is going to happen. And on the other hand, Miles Morales is trying to let his family know somehow that he is the Spider-Man. But we see the story, and when we see that, we see how we are giving ourselves the permission to stop ourselves being the person that we wanted to be. Like our parents want us to be the different character of their story, and we want to be this character of our story, so that our story can be a story to be remembered by ourselves rather than just becoming someone we are not supposed to be. Other than that, what happens? Let me just show. And the VFX and the animation of the movie is so on point that you won't believe it is happening in animation. It happens to be in real time, and somehow there might be some connection of this Spider-Verse with the Spider-Man's of live-action movie. There might be some connection that might be happening, because we are not being left with a ending part of the story, because there is going to be another story, like there will be a part 2 of Across the Spider-Man, Spider-Verse movie, because Prowler has to be killing the Miles Morales character from different Earth, and Quincy is trying to find Miles Morales from another Earth. So that is going to happen in another part. So I'm just totally eagerly waiting for that, and I'm just going to make sure that I watch that one in the theaters, because first two ones weren't watched in theaters, so I will be watching the third part for sure in the theaters and giving out the review that day itself after watching the movie. And other than that, you can watch the movie right now on Netflix, the movie streaming, and make sure you see the first part also, which is also available on Netflix, I believe. If it is not, make sure to search it on Disney Hotstar Plus, because Disney Hotstar has the rights to stream, but it happens to be Sony Pictures Entertainment thing, so they are not going to stream it there. So you might find both of the movies in Netflix itself, so make sure you just watch Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and after that you can watch Across the Spider-Verse to know what I was talking about. So have a great day, and thanks for listening. Bye.